I was living in Australia at the time, and I was doing my farm work, so I have to go live in a regional part of Australia for that. And I was kind of spending most of my time out on a farm, listening to podcasts and sort of texting, talking away to Michael. And I kind of got inspiration from that then to we should start our own, see how we get on with it. Michael was very good. I just pitched it to him as an idea, and within 4 days he had us a producer, and we were ready to record the following Sunday.
Now, Michael, it's not strictly a sporting podcast, but you do have some big names on your episodes list there as well. Buddy Brennan, of course, people will know as the All-Ireland Camogie winning manager from here, and the likes of Jason Rackard, and I know Una Sinis was there as well. So it's probably fair to say that you two have a big interest in sport.
Yeah, well said and well put, Aidan. Like, we've just naturally always had an interest in sport and the forces behind sport, the discipline behind it, motivations. And that's kind of what our podcast focused on. Another one was Niall Basil-Kennedy, and he focused a lot on the mental health side of sport as well and how it can be a positive release. So that's kind of what we're interested in. And when we like to delve deeper when it comes to sport, and that's what people can expect now on Friday night when we sit down with some of the greats.
Absolutely. There's a GAA theme to your live show coming up there on Friday. So just tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so we're joined by our good friend Conor McDonald. So we're looking forward to having a chat with Conor. He was on one of the early episodes of the podcast, and this was at a time when there was lockdown and everything. So it's great now to have a live event where we can sit down with Conor and talk about what it's like for an intercounty hurler to be preparing, mentally for the coming season, and just to get a glimpse of what the intercounty hurler lifestyle is like. We can also take a glimpse back in the past and a bit of nostalgia, looking back 25 years ago to 96 with two gory greats, Billy Byrne and Ger Cush. It's going to be a great night, Aidan, full of entertaining chat, and like a lot of memories will be evoked on the night. And we've got a great bumper packed show in store for everyone.
And like you say, there's a bit of the new and a bit of the old there as well. You guys would be around my age, so do you have any memories of 96?
Very little now myself. I don't know how old you are, Aidan, but I was only around 9 months old, I'd say, when that happened. So all I have really is stories and videos.
That's why it's great to get the likes
Yeah,
of Billy on, yeah.
absolutely. But it's something that everyone in Wexford has an attachment to. Even growing up with it, there's such a folklore and a hype around what 96 was like. And even looking back at videos, you know that it was a true celebration of the people of Wexford. I'm looking forward to actually just hearing what Billy and Ger feel about it, looking back on it now, because it's certainly been a highlight for our county.
Certainly is, and 25 years on, we're still banging on about it. But listen,
Yeah.
we haven't had too many successes in the meantime, so we'll have to grab onto that one. But do you think it's good now that we kind of have a choice when it comes to GAA coverage and that kind of thing? Because especially when we were growing up, it was basically the Sunday game or nothing else. Everything that was said on that had to be taken as gospel. But now you look at the different podcasting streams, and you've got the likes of the GAA Hour, Off the Ball, the 42 have a couple. There's our own. There's the hurling podcast here in the county as well with Gary Doran. And do you think that it's good that we have a bit more choice now in how we consume our media, especially when it comes to sport?
Yeah, I really do think so, Aidan. Like, I'm just struck actually by how you list out those podcasts, and what I think each of those podcasts offers something different. That's what the podcast offers. It's a speciality that you delve in deeper. Like, we wouldn't compare ourselves at all with the Hurling podcast, because what they do is a really talented focusing totally on hurling. Their level of analysis and preparation is something to behold and admire, and I really recommend people listen to them. Then you've other like the Hurler's Life, like with Brian Carroll, and they're all looking for a different angle, and that's I think what a podcast offers.
And Mark, is it difficult to get a podcast going? I mean, you guys have got a live show going now, but I'm sure at the start it was just basically you two and a mic. So how did it get to this stage?
It got to this stage really through the help of others. Like, it's a lot more work than we originally thought it would be. A full-time job on top of whatever other job we do ourselves, but it pays off. It's worthwhile. Like, we've made some fantastic friends and great connections, and we've had some wonderful conversations and met people and had the privilege to talk to people we generally wouldn't. So it's worth the work that goes in. But yeah, there's definitely no shortage of work behind it. And to be honest, like, I'm sure Michael would agree with me, but we do the minimum amount of the work that goes into it. Like, the work that Shane and Robbie and Connor is doing with this live show is absolutely Trojan. Like, we really wouldn't be here without them.
What else can we expect from Friday night? Some brilliant memories anyway, Michael, but people can go back into your episode list as well and find out that you guys have a bit of a quirky taste, a bit of psychics and that kind of stuff in there too, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't think we'll have any psychic readings Fair on Friday enough. Night, but we are very open-minded to absolutely everything, and we like to, we have a broad range of guests, and that's, I think, something that we've said throughout, is that we like to keep our listener on the toes when it comes to who our guests will be. But we're revealing our identities for this night, well, some of them anyway. We'll have one, actually, one local anonymous the Zodiac, who he has sent us anonymous letters, so we'll be discussing them on the night too, Aidan, so you'll have to wait and see for that. But like, you can get a sense, we both kind of enjoy a quirky, witty sense of humour, so we'll be bringing that to the fore on Friday night as well. So I think anyone that's interested in GAA and having a bit of laugh should head down to Gory Little Theatre, and you can get your tickets from paperchooses.com.